Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
It's the Rundown. Today it's brought to you by Barstool Golf Time Supreme. You can book your next tee time by downloading the new Barstool Golf Tee Time app. It's available in the App Store for free. You can build reward points. You can get exclusive Barstool merch discounts. You got cool shit like this. I mean, the Barstool for the foreplay.
That's a good swing.
Yeah.
Former foreplay enter.
That's right.
That's pretty
right. Sure he's got his career. You're one of those guys who just stands there and does his practices swing. Yep, there you go. There it is. Beautiful. This guy's
got a chip shot.
It
was a chip shot. Yeah.
He's got the Tee Time app. You can, like I said, get the reward points, get the discounts by booking more rounds. If you submit your course reviews, you build up your score. So it's kind of like an interactive thing that's going to help your golf career and golf game. So book your next tee time by downloading the new Barstool Golf Time app. We'll start with Monday Night Football. Shout out to Tommy.
Woo!
Monday Night Football. Who played?
The Cardinals and the Colts.
Was there any basis for that guess?
No.
Going two C's. Cardinals.
What's two S's? Yeah.
Seahawks.
And?
The Saints.
Yeah!
Really? But what's more important, all three of us are kind of like, yeah, whatever, we don't care about the game. But everybody.
I mean, when you have a Monday Night Football game with no starting quarterbacks are playing, it's hard to get interest. That's why you just watch the Manning cast.
The Jets are going to end up with like
what
two
was the final? 13-7? 13-10? 13-10. You didn't miss anything.
If the Seahawks keep playing Geno Smith, the Jets are going to end up with like two top five picks and still suck. They're going to blow up. Imagine, I mean, I'm almost hoping they don't get, they're going to get like the two and like the seven, and I'm almost afraid because they're still not going to be good. Like at this point, I don't even want the draft picks because then you have no excuse. Then you just suck.
I mean, you got Robert Saleh, who
has seven kids.
That's
all I keep saying about
him. I think there's some success behind the Saleh name. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, we got the wrong Saleh.
He spells it wrong. That's his problem.
Yeah.
The Manning cast.
Everyone saw Marshawn Lynch. Oh, that's fucked up. Or what the fuck?
Marshawn Lynch is the most casually cool and casually funny person alive.
He was kind of just like lounging, right?
I wasn't surprised. I saw like on the Monday Night Countdown pregame, which is insane, by the way. On the Monday Night Countdown pregame, they have like during commercial breaks, like 2 minutes and 30 seconds until Monday Night Countdown's back. Like, who is watching that person being like, when the fuck is Steve Young going to be back on my TV? Who needs that bad?
Not
like,
that, but the Manning cast would.
People, you know, out what I mean? There, yeah.
I mean, the Manning cast,
is,
yes.
Is,
but,
the,
oh, but
is the draw.
The reason I brought that up is because on Monday Night Countdown, there was a different interview with Peyton and Marshawn. And, like, Peyton was dressed exactly like Peyton was dressed, and Marshawn was dressed exactly like Marshawn was dressed. Like, it was – Peyton was in – like, I don't know, stupid sunglasses that, like, he probably got at a gas station like all dads do, and a button-down shirt tucked into his jeans.
And
Marshawn was in, like, I don't know, baggy basketball shorts, the baggy T-shirt, and a winter hat. And it looks like he went from that just to the bar and then to
and right
into the
Manning cast.
Just casually leaning back.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
We finally got it right. It's what, you know, it's like what we've been doing with electric chairs for years. Then Tom Brady pops on to talk a little more about the ball. We got that guy at Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's like a strong chance we got that guy at Bitcoin.
It happened fast, but we were saying it earlier yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I think you put the video out and then probably a half hour later.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, it was like enough time for Tom Brady, who we know like sees things, who would probably watch a video about himself and then be like, that was a good idea.
Yeah,
how much is a Bitcoin worth right now?
Like 63 grand? 63 grand last night, probably something like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's still a far cry from people saying, you know, you could have got 500 grand. But You know, first of all, you never really know if you're going to be able to auction that off and get 500.
Yeah, so the auctioneer's taking
you go to a football game and you leave and Tom Brady knows who you are and you're $60,000 richer.
That's almost the thing. Like, you know,
that's really cool.
He also got the Bucks. Also,
they
season tickets for like 2 years, right?
Yeah, only two. I just give them, who gives a fuck? Give them lifetime season tickets.
Yeah.
They're going to suck again soon.
Right.
As soon as Tom Brady retires, they're going to give a fuck again.
There's also two goddamn seats. It's like, it's such an opportunity. That's what Tom Brady did. Like, it's an opportunity to be like the good guy here and get some good PR.
He got Mike Evans cleats, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't give a shit about any of those things. So, like, they kept adding, you know, the cleats and the helmet and then this and that. It's like, you know, some people love that and you can make a little bit of cash off that. That's cool. But anything other than just, like, money or something, like, season tickets is, like, something really
season
nice.
Season tickets cool, yeah.
But then, pow, Bitcoin. And FTX is down with it, of course. It's just, you know, Tom Brady knows what he's doing.
I also loved, I didn't see any highlights from Drew Brees, actually, which is surprising. The only guy who works in media, there wasn't anything interesting he said. But
he's
Sue
not
Bird,
very interesting.
He's not. He's also very short.
I don't know why he was, like, ushered right in.
Does his son still wear those headphones?
Sue Bird, I love, though, when they asked her, they're like, Sue, what are you looking for here from Jameis or, I don't know, Gino, whatever, down, whatever, had the ball. And Sue Bird just goes, oh, I don't know.
I love not, like, I'm
a basketball
player. Fucking clue.
I don't fucking know.
That's going to turn into, like, the Manning cast and all this shit's going to turn into, like, we're just talking about whatever we want while we're watching the game.
I like that way better. Yeah, like, I saw the Manning cast clips because, like, on Twitter, everyone's tweeting about those, and I'll actually watch those. They're funny clips.
If you're watching, like, if you need the game, if it's your team, you want the analysis, you can get that. But otherwise, like, fucking hang out.
If it's Gino Jameis or the Manning cast with Brady and Marshawn.
I know what I'm picking.
Yeah. I'm going to shivy on over.
I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but Dave Chappelle and the trans community, they have some issues. But Chappelle was on stage in Nashville this weekend, 18,000 people, and he posted a clip from that, which is a pretty big deal because usually, you know, everything from his sets are usually lock and key. And he said, you know, he said once again, I will sit down with the trans community. I love the thought that there's like, so they have, like, some meeting every month, and there's, like, a trans
leader. They have a board, yeah.
Like a pope or something that you can sit down with. But what I, you know, most of it was the same old shit. I don't have a problem with them. It's all about the media. But the main thing I thought was interesting was he said that he has this documentary that he filmed during COVID that no movie studio would touch and that all these film festivals have uninvited him. And if that's the case, like, you know, I've been saying all along, Dave Chappelle, you're not canceled. You're making $20 million a special. You're in front of 18,000 people on stage all the time. If truly no movie studios were willing to touch him, I guess there's something there. But that sounds crazy to me.
That sounds
insane. I can't
believe
that nobody would make this documentary.
I don't believe it.
Neither I don't want to call him like a liar.
He has such a good relationship with Netflix.
Like
Netflix didn't buy it?
It feels like one of those things that people do on Twitter when, like, they quote tweet one person and be like, these fucking idiots are saying this. Like, no, one person said that. Like, and then they use it as a reason to, like, make their statement even harder. Maybe someone turned down. I don't know. Look, I don't know. I obviously have no idea, no inside info here. But I find it exceptionally hard to believe that zero movie studios want to work with Dave Chappelle.
I couldn't believe it, but I was like, you know, I did like 50 different versions of One Minute Man today, and because I was like, I can't just be like, no, you're lying, Dave, but... I kind of feel like he is.
But, like Netflix puts out his specials, like, once every few months. So what are you talking about?
So then
that was his last one with this deal.
Right.
So they might have been, like, the closer was the last one with this deal.
Which,
by the way, just wasn't that good a special.
No, that's, you know, that's
what gets, like, kind of clouded in all this. Like, it wasn't that
special. I didn't watch it because I thought, like, I heard so much about the cancel culture. Like, I don't care about comedians talking about cancel culture anymore.
That's the main thing is, like, Chappelle really is not saying anything that's too offensive to the community, but when you make like four specials in a row and you don't stop talking about them, they're gonna be like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Which I think he actually understands. That's why he's like, I don't have a problem with them. He has a problem with all these, like, the corporate people who are not producing him and uninviting him from things and all that. It's kind of like, you're supposed to be this, like, badass fucking comedian. Just be like, I don't fucking care. But what I do respect is that he just said, fuck it, self-produced it, and got two Oscar award-winning directors, and now he's screening it for 10 major cities across the country. So
that's just a
baller move.
I bet it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't know. I feel like a lot of these things that are like the comedians over COVID, it's like, I don't know, we've seen a lot of it, and but I'm sure it's like top-notch, you know, A-list people. But
I'm sure it's going to be, because I think that's when Chappelle's at his best now. I think his last three, four sentences have been like, okay.
Yeah,
my favorite one of his was the fucking, I forget what they're all called, but the one where he's sitting by himself. Well, he's not by himself at all. That's what stand-up comedy is. But the one where he's sitting on the stage, like, in a small theater.
Yeah.
In a small,
He put out two at once. And yeah, I think one of those. Was big and one was, like, kind of small.
Yeah, it was, like, that was my favorite one because he was, like, kind of, like, interacting with the crowd and shit like that. And I think when he's just kind of off the rip, like, just talking, he's a very interesting and smart guy. And when his specials just, they haven't done it before. Even this one in particular, I don't even think he was trying to be funny.
He's in a weird spot where I don't think it's like jokes as much as it's like I have a point and I want to like speak and give like a speech on it. But also it's like he's just got to get over it.
Maybe
this.
Like
move
put
on.
Out this like, it's tough to say like put it out as a philosophy special.
Yeah, but it's not a comedy
like,
special.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
don't just market like, it as
like,
stand-up.
I mean, 8:46 or 7, that was not, you know, that was I don't even know what it's called, but it's not a comedy special. It's like he's putting out these like human interest videos,
which
and,
I think his perspective
fine.
Is always interesting.
For sure,
but it's not what people.
It's just not a stand-up comedy routine. But
you think he'll do Creep with
like
Punk
he did.
I want to do Creep with him.
We saw him do his special.
Four idiots. With Creep.
We saw him do this at 9/11, the Madison Square Garden at 9/11, and we just thought he was drunk riffing. And it was like, oh no, that was his special.
That's just kind of what he does.
Yeah,
now. Yeah.
We kind of walked out because he was like, I'm shit faced. It wasn't like us being like David. He was very clearly like, he's like, I'm drunk as shit. And we just thought he was kind of up there drunk, like kind of messing around. And then when the closer came out, I was like, oh no, he was doing his set.
That's how he goes. Yeah. It's just like we got to move on, guys. We got to. We can't just keep doing this, you know. So, but I do think it's badass to just say like. Fuck, are you not going to produce any of my shit? Fuck you, I'll do it myself.
Totally.
And I'm sure...
Same thing during COVID when he's like, nobody's doing shows, I'm doing shows.
Yes,
like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
At what point does that become, like, it's not that he's doing it himself, it's just his company is doing it.
Well, that's
because, like, you're worth, like, $300 million.
I can't believe he was even...
I'll do it myself.
Produce in the first place. Like,
yeah, you will.
Yeah. Just self-produce that shit. Like, you should self-produce everything from here on out.
Yeah.
The only thing I can imagine is you want to distribute it. You want it to be on... You want it to be on Netflix. You want it to
we
be
should that say that sense. More right. about Barstool. We self-produced like a bunch of this. We're self-producing the rundown today. We're,
like no major labels would fucking
nobody would fucking touch the rundown. So we're self-producing.
all right. So second half of the rundown is brought to you by
Black Rifle Coffee.
What do we got here? We got the Just Black. Black Rifle Coffee. It is made by an American veteran of war who was out in the fields of Iraq. Who just loved his coffee so fucking much, he would take his artillery, his weapons, whatever, and he was making like makeshift coffee machines. Coffee machines? That's not what it's called.
Coffee makers.
To make, you know, a good cup of coffee out there. Came back home and said, I'm gonna make the best goddamn coffee in America. And that's exactly what he did with Black Rifle Coffee Company. This is a medium roast where they've got all different flavors, all different roasts, all different types. Gets delivered right to your door. It helps support you know, front lines and first responders, and it's a strong quality cup of coffee, which is what everybody needs. So you can go to blackriflecoffee.com/rundown, use code rundown, and get the freshest coffee in America shipped right to you all across the country today. Black Rifle Coffee, go get it.
You buy a bag, they give a bag.
Right.
Sick.
This Manchester United legend, Peter Scholes, His daughter, I believe her name is Ashley, posted a video of her dad. Some people said sucking toes. She's not sucking.
He's
chewing her toenails for her.
Yeah.
Which I know some people do. I know some people bite their
own toenails.
Bite their own toenails?
If you bite your own nails at all, you're a fucking animal.
I can do it. I don't, but I can
do it. Do you know from experience?
I have. When I was like young, sure. But, you know, as an adult, you can't
put
fucking
your own feet in your mouth. It's
disgusting.
It's grotesque.
Try to get your foot in your mouth.
My foot, no
try
chance.
To get it. Try to
no.
get it.
No, no
way. Stuff's already cracking. Stuff's already cracking.
I can do it no
problem. You're not
problem.
Even close.
Ready? I mean, I could...
fucked up.
No problem.
Dude,
no
I like. I think your no nails, problem. Like any kind of, any. I don't understand how you even become nail biters. It doesn't make any sense to me. You're fucking animals.
The toes are even.
The toes are more disgusting. But
animals.
Toes, I guess, actually haven't been touching shit all fucking day.
Yeah, your biting your nails is disgusting. That's why I clip them all day long. Because if I don't, I bite them, and it's definitely a nasty habit. But here's the thing: no matter what, we are talking about chewing and biting your own fingernails and toenails.
Your daughters.
Your daughters. Now.
Your 20-year-old hot daughters.
Big difference.
I guess this is more weird than chewing your 20-year-old son's daughter? Toes.
What about if it's your ugly daughter's toes? Would you rather chew your hot daughter's toes?
No, because then you're like, what's he really like? It gets even more perverse. He's like, that's the thing.
Disgusting.
Just putting your mouth on your fucking kids is weird.
And it says, so she posted it and said, that's what's crazy. It's not like it was like an embarrassing like hack or something. She posted and says, true love. And I just can't wrap my head around this one at all.
Do you think she calls him daddy while he does it?
Probably. Probably.
She's British.
Do you think
maybe
he jerks off while he's doing it? I mean, this has got to be some sort of weird fucking, like, incestual feeling.
Yeah,
right?
This is just, bro, this is true love. Weird. This is what they talk about when the Puritans came over to America, and these are the foundations we're built on, where we're embarrassed about sex and romance and...
It does feel weirdly like British or something.
I love that they make the champ Paul Scholes. He sucks his daughter's toes.
I mean, that's it.
It's good stuff. Yeah.
So who's Man U's like rival?
Man City.
Man City.
So I mean, that's
Liverpool's also
Man
won.
City, and this guy's like top notch. Like
I don't know him. It does say legend, but I don't. My soccer knowledge goes back about 5 years.
The most ammo you need forever.
I think that. Fuck, what was he going to say?
I can't wait for troops and expressionists to just be talking a million miles a minute in some language I don't know, and then just be like, you suck it down his toes, man.
Dude, when I was a kid, I got, like, a really bad cut on my, like, thumb, and my dad was like, suck it. Like, I guess you're supposed to do that, like, that stops the bleeding.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, doing it right. And he like went to do it. And I was like, get fucked. I was like, bye.
I'll figure it out.
And I was like, dude, I'll fucking bleed out and die right here. I don't care. So to have like put your mouth on your 20-year-old daughter's thing is not. I remember very vividly. I was doing forward roll down a hill, and I like hit like a piece of glass.
Ooh.
And he's like, you gotta suck it. And I was like, I'll handle this, dude. You get the fuck away from me.
Figure it out, pops. Don't fucking suck my fucking fingers.
Also, like this is like an attractive woman who is an Instagram model of sorts, it seems. Like,
you gotta know what you can and can't post.
Don't post that.
But also, like, doesn't she just go to, like, fucking wherever the feet people are?
Manicures?
Pedicures?
Wait, is that her?
Yeah, she's a baddie.
Bonk. Whoa. Bonk, bonk.
Those are.
Oh, babe. Yeah, but these are, like, those.
What was that noise?
Dave's sneaker.
That was the loudest squeak I've ever heard.
The comments on that are her dad being like,
You're hot,
and.
Ugh.
Dude, come on. You can't be posting flame emojis for your daughter.
There was that weird story years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, where Marty Jannetty, wrestling legend, I don't know if you could really call him that, he wanted to date his adopted daughter. Like, he, like, adopted this girl when she was super young, and then he put up a Facebook post saying, like, hey, is it weird if we date now? Like, we've been soulmates for 20 years, and it's like, yes.
Yeah.
Super weird. Could not be more weird unless you were sucking her toes.
Goodness gracious, this chick is pretty. Pretty girl. We also got, we'll keep it with the weird, awkward stuff for a moment. There's going to be 2 sex scenes in the Fortnite movie.
Yeah.
The what?
Yeah.
They're making a Fortnite movie.
Is it cartoons or like live?
I think it's live action.
Okay, so that makes it better in my mind.
Yeah, of course.
I thought for a second we were doing cartoon sex.
No. There is.
So it's like someone's going to play like, I don't know, the Fortnite guy.
Kind of like,
is there a Fortnite guy? By the way, I am getting into video games tonight.
What?
Once a year, once like the fall comes and there's bad weather, there's always one night a year I try and get into video games.
What game are you trying?
Don't know. I was going to tweet out. I'm going to download 3 games tonight.
Bob, you're downloading 0 games. You're going to try. It's going to take like an hour.
No, it's set up. It's still set up. I do it every year.
But you don't realize how long the game downloads and updates take.
No, I know. I have them all. From last year, I have Red Dead Redemption 2.
All right.
I got Tony Hawk
Pro. Oh, you're playing old games.
I'll play whatever games people say to play.
But that's what I mean. You go home tonight and download some new shit, you're going to go to bed before you have the game.
Really? It's that long?
Yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah.
All right, I'll stop at Best Buy on the way home.
Oh, you're going to go buy the fucking disc? Okay.
Even then, you put the disc in and, you know.
It takes that long to download a game?
Like 6 hours now. But I was going to say, saw Eternals last night, Marvel's first sex scene in that movie.
Really?
Yep.
How aggressive are we talking?
Not aggressive. You could see like 2 people naked on top of each other making out.
But no, so you could tell everything, like,
covering everything. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Rob Stark
rated,
is
PG-13 or rated
on top of it. Rated PG-13. Yeah.
I was thinking like Fortnite was making like a cartoon movie, and I was like, what are we doing here?
I think it's live action.
Yeah, that makes.
Which
a
like
more
if you're
sense.
I saw Free Guy. That's like a video game movie. I could picture a
didn't
sex
like
scene
Free
in
Guy.
That movie. You didn't
a lot
like
of
it.
People. A lot of people.
Your girl's in
it.
Camille Costa.
Yes, yeah, in like a big role.
Yeah,
like a pretty sizable.
She's like scenes with my
It was fun. I you know, as a video game like nerd growing up, it was cool. But I thought some people were really hyping it. I think I went in.
Oh, I didn't think it was revolutionary. I just thought it was a funny movie. Taika Waititi made me laugh.
Yeah.
People have said it was very, very funny or very, very good, and I could see myself not liking it, so I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's just. Yeah,
you'd probably like it.
Yeah, I like it.
It seems like an insult. Comedy.
But people tell me I like a movie. It seems like an insult to me.
Well, you don't, like, you know, you like
it. You're a fucking idiot. You'd like it.
Yeah. I mean, when I say, like, it's a Feidelberg movie, I mean, this is a piece of shit that a moron would like.
But you know what? When you say that, I'm like, you know what? I love The Equalizer. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
You know what it is? John will call it a good movie, and I'll say it. I'll be entertained.
Yeah, same thing. We're just using different words.
Have you watched Dune?
No, I was going to go see that tonight, but then I decided because of the rain, tonight's video game night.
Dune was awesome. Dune was loved awesome. Dune.
But I'm going to hate the shit out of Dune.
You're going to hate Dune.
Yeah.
Hate it.
I really want to see it, but I'm not going to.
I fucking loved Dune.
No, your boy will get you through it.
He's pretty cool in it. Dune, I thought, was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I've seen the people who are complaining about it are saying that nothing happened, which is like, you're telling me the sky's yellow. Like, you can not like the movie, but don't tell me that nothing happened, because if anything, I think it's so fast-paced that there's a bunch of shit that happens where it's like, whoa, that happened quick, and bam, that, like...
I heard that the last line of the movie is, this is only the beginning, and that's some bullshit.
Well, it's
called Dune Part 1.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't called Dune Part 1 until Part 2 dropped 30 seconds ago.
In the beginning, like, the title sequence says Dune, Part 1.
But they didn't hype like that. Yeah, I didn't know
it was called Dune.
And that's some bullshit.
Yeah,
is some bullshit, but it was smart, because people are going to hate that, you know? And also, it sounds like there was some kind of beef about, like, the studio versus the director, and like, will there be a part 2? And you got to prove that you can make the money first.
I think the director wanted to call it Part 1, and the studio's like, we're putting this out as Dune, and we'll see about a part 2.
Right. And it was like, you're fucking crazy. There's definitely going to be a part 2.
Yeah, that was a good cast.
You got Zendaya, you got Timothée Chalamet, you got awesome
fucking Josh Brolin,
effects.
Fucking what's his tits? Who's Aquaman?
Momoa.
Yeah,
who's the name of Leto Eldridge?
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
He's from Star Wars. Oscar Isaac. That was always going to have a part 2.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I was
surprised by, like, Zendaya's, like, barely in a movie at all.
I know. She's in, like, the flashes, but she's barely. If you were going into that movie for Zendaya, you're disappointed.
That's, like, I don't think that might be a similar situation to what happened in the new Bond. Have you seen that yet?
Ana de Armas is, like, not in it.
She became Ana de Armas during the pandemic.
Right.
Yeah. So
that movie's
shot,
fucking 4 years old.
She never changes. She doesn't die, sorry for the spoiler, but she's only in one outfit.
Yeah.
She's
a
in
black dress,
a single
dress
for the entire. And she's in the trailer more than she's in the movie.
I would have thought she was, like, the Bond girl.
Yeah.
I honestly thought she was, like, the Bond girl for the whole movie.
Right.
Everyone
because
said she's
that
in, like,
was slated to come out in March of 2020. Knives Out came out December 2019,
out.
So that, like, she had just popped because of that, and then the pandemic hit, so, and then she started dating Affleck. She didn't become Ana de Armas before that movie got filmed.
She was busy doing threesome movies with Keanu.
She's in a threesome with Keanu? Yeah. I forgot
that's
about
the best,
that.
The best worst movie you've ever seen in your life.
What movie? I remember you tweeting about this.
It's so bad. It was free pizza. How was I
like
supposed to say
scam.
No?
Oh, yeah.
I interviewed a guy.
His head. They're going to smash his head with a fucking gravestone. It's crazy.
I interviewed a guy today who is in the new John Wick, and he said every story about Keanu, completely true, greatest guy he's ever worked with.
I believe
with.
It.
Just another guy to add to the tally of, like, yep, he says Keanu Reeves is the man.
I got to find one story that's bad about him.
I don't think you will.
Everybody's got one.
We'll just make one up.
I was going to say.
No, not
either give me
Keanu.
A real one, Keanu, or
not
I'm making
Keanu.
One up that's worse. All right, a
couple
more
things
here.
The Fortnite sex thing might be a hoax. Might have come from a parody account.
Might be a hoax.
Yeah,
that's fine.
So we talked about the eternal sex scene anyway.
Yeah. We got a Catholic brawl.
What?
In church. This dude storms the altar. And I couldn't really hear what he was saying, but, you know, he's probably babbling about vaccines or masks or fucking whatever in this world. And the priest is like, I'm not having this. I'm walking out of here. And then the Catholics bum rush the altar here, John. Watch how many people join the fight here.
There's Sully. There's O'Malley. Yeah. McLaughlin just came in.
They're in no rush, really, either. They're kind of just sauntering up there.
He's just nonstop blue collar guys.
We'll come in. Fucking yellow jacket. I think Jersey Jerry's in there.
Every dude is in a work jacket. Like, came off the fucking yard.
They're like, that is unbelievable. Christ. If I don't go up there, I'm going to hear from Linda later.
Yeah. I would be the guy.
I got a roast in the oven at home. We got to get the fuck out of here.
By the way, this dude, like, kind of holds his own considering there's like 50 guys.
He has to be dragged out of there like he's a WWF heel.
I was going
to
say, like, he's Jesus.
I said the Catholics. I have no idea what church this is. It kind of looks like
a weird
one. I mean,
that's a Catholic church.
It looks a little wacky.
They got Jesus in there.
Yeah.
It's not a Catholic church. There's too many people there. No one goes to Catholic church anymore. That could be a Christian church, but it's not a Catholic church. Those things are empty.
And speaking of the Catholics, Jim Caviezel used to play Jesus in The Passion of the Christ.
Ever heard of him?
He is apparently hardcore QAnon. Was at like the big QAnon conference.
QCon.
And delivered a speech where he just ripped off Braveheart. He did the old, like, you may run and live, but you'll never really have lived. And
fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. For at least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you have been willing to trade all the years from this day to that for one chance? Just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that you can take our lives, but you can never take our freedom.
Poorly delivers it. And I don't think anybody at the conference, nor on the internet, realizes that it's Braveheart.
I like that move, though, because, like, it's almost like someone going up and playing, like, a cover song that everyone knows. But they didn't know, which was the set art.
So I feel
but if
like
you went up and gave, like, a famous speech from a movie that people loved, that'd be kind of sick. Like,
today we celebrate our Independence Day. I gave a big speech saying, we will not go quietly into the night. And everyone's just like, yeah.
What if someone did that
speech
for an Oscar speech? Like, they just repeated the most famous monologue from the movie.
Just did the Jimmy
People
D
would
speech.
Fucking go
let
crazy.
Rip, man.
Yeah.
Did the... He delivers this speech so poorly.
So bad.
That after I watched it, I Googled where Jim Caviezel was from and was shocked to find out he's American.
What is the accent?
His
English was a second language.
His tone was so off.
So weird.
And his voice was so weird that I was like, oh, he must be from a different country. Like, English can't be his first language. He's from Washington.
It was the weirdest, like,
Washington State, I think. Somebody they say weird shit out there, but
I've ever heard in my life. Jim. Awful. I just can't believe that they're... I mean, I guess it makes sense with him. You know, Mel Gibson tapped him for a reason.
Dude, it's
a bit openly,
crazy that
openly
we...
cue and be like, you know, you got to fight with the spear of St. Michael and the Holy Ghost is your shield. It was fucking wacky.
But what's wild is we live in a time where we broadcast videos of lunatics being like, we gotta fucking fight and kill everybody. And we quote to it, we're like, yo, this is hilarious. like what? They used to empty the streets when the Klan came out.
Now it's just like,
yo,
LOL.
You see what I was saying?
LMAO.
They are out of pocket
right now.
Their
hats are. It's hysterical.
I was with a QAnon guy this weekend. Who was? I tweeted about this. Because you left for KC Radio.
Who was that?
Dude, I sat down. I was at Foxwoods. I went to see DeStefano, and I sat down to play blackjack, which I can't do because I can't count. at like 3 a.m., and this old dude Keith. I'm using his real name. Usually I cover up people's names. I don't fucking care. His name's Keith. He's a dealer at Foxwoods, he's this old dude. And he like. It wasn't even like I think that guy's kind of QAnon. Keith sat down and was like, I'd love to tell you guys about QAnon.
Listen, when they're in, they want to tell you.
His pitch was that, I'll give it to you guys. You guys can decide if you like it or not. It was that.
We could basically call you a recruiter.
Mind you, this was 2021. This is this past weekend. And he was like, you guys seem like smart fellas. You're not dumb enough to think Michael Jackson's dead, are you?
I would be like, hit and I'm in.
Yeah. I was like, well, the thing was, he was trying to do both. He really wanted to be dealing blackjack and he wanted to be telling QAnon.
Right.
And he's just old enough that he couldn't really do both.
Right.
And we're like, Keith, one
of the other.
One. I don't even care which it is. Like, just choose one and focus on that.
We could just sit here and rip cigarettes and talk QAnon. We don't have to play blackjack, bro.
But he was like, you guys don't think Michael Jackson's alive, do you? Or dead, do you? And we're like, I haven't thought about that in 10 years. but I was like,
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, no, he's
still alive.
And he goes, all right, let me ask you a question. What were Michael Jackson's last word before he died?
I was like,
I have no idea, Keith. He goes, the best is yet to come. I was like, okay.
So clearly.
And he goes, and what were Donald Trump's last words as he left office? And I said, I got a guess. I got a guess you're going to say.
I can tell you.
He goes, the best is yet to come. He goes, and how about this? If you Google Michael Jackson Donald Trump on YouTube, only one video will pop up. He goes, everything else on YouTube, hundreds of videos, thousands of videos.
We're going to do this right now.
Oh, I did it at the table, yeah. Kevin. Tons of videos. Keith was like, they got to you then. It was.
Your YouTube is compromised. But,
yeah. It's just millions of videos. Tons of videos. He said that there was just one single video that would come up, and it would explain to you how Michael Jackson's alive. And there just wasn't one single video.
There is so many.
There are so many videos.
Michael Jackson's untold connection with Donald Trump. I mean, I'll watch that.
There's a lot of them. Yeah. There's a lot of interesting looking thumbnails.
There's not one single video. I was like, which one do I watch? He's like, the one that pops up.
I love
like,
how
Keith,
many,
there isn't one, man.
The QAnon, like, I love how many things are rooted in stuff like that where you're just like, no, that's not true. And they're just like, well, then, on to the next thing.
I love, there's the Flat Earther doc where they show them, like, at the end running the experiment where they're like, we're about to test the curvature of the Earth here. We're going to shine a light, and we should be able to see it because the Earth does not curve. And they're like, this is the definitive proof right here. And they do it, and they're like, huh. We can't see it. That's weird. and then the movie just ends.
I saw some guy who was arguing. There was an abortion argument, and the guy's like, it put up a picture of like a fetus, and he's like, so you're telling me, like, you think that qualifies as a human, huh? And the guy's like, yes, I do. And he's like, well, it's a fucking kangaroo. And he was like, well, next topic, please. All right, that's it for the rundown. Anything post-show?
Spider just found out that A-Rod and J-Lo broke up.
That's cap. I just refuse to believe it. I want them to be together.
All right.
It's just a misunderstanding.
Bro, I talked to you about this privately, and you just kept going with it.
No, I said that. You must have misunderstood me.
All right, I misunderstood that.
Spider, okay. No, in my mind, they're still together.
Spider's
they're married.
Shipping so hard for A-Rod and J-Lo, he just pretended.
No, you pretended, man. You're like, all I consume is KFC radio. I was like, I know you're lying, motherfucker.
All right, that might have been cap, too. Big Evan and I saw J-Lo and A-Rod together, like, when we first started working here, right by the office. They, like walked by us, we ran up to them, whatever. Point being, I still believe that they're together.
True love.
Yeah, I get that. You're invested. Can't separate them. You've met them. You're invested. That makes sense.
What you don't see, you don't believe.
Mm. We're doing spider whispers over
there? What was that whisper?
You can't share with the whole class?
I asked if our fearless leader was still
there.
He
asked if Dave left. I said yes.
Oh,
sweet.
Not that
I don't think he left. Did he leave?
World
Series
tonight. I saw a map that said, like, the whole country except for the state of Texas is rooting for the Astros. And I get that, you know.
Wait, you mean the Braves?
Yes. And I get that people don't like the Astros because of cheating. But, like, I mean, rooting for the Atlanta Braves is, that's not a thing. Nobody does that.
Let's go! Let's go! Come on! Kill the narrative! Let's go, baby. Bring on the Strohs.
I agree. I don't think anyone's going to watch it for the Braves. Like,
yeah.
I'm rooting for the Astros to lose more than I'm rooting for the Braves to win.
That's fair. I don't even care. The Astros fans are like such a great bunch. They deserve this. I'm like,
Astros fans
are like notoriously the worst.
Yeah.
Like, they probably like won't sell these games out.
Yeah. Astros fans think. Braves fans think. I'm actually rooting for the Astros because I think that it's kind of a good fuck you. And because I got so annoyed with people doing the complaining with the cheating stuff, even during the Red Sox series.
The Astros have basically, in my mind, like, vindicated themselves, where it's like, all right, we were cheaters, but we're also just fucking good enough to do it without it. What are you feeling? Excited?
I feel good, yeah. I'm excited. I've never seen a play in the World Series before.
Oh, yeah, you're not. Yeah, this is your first one.
Is that a World Series hat? You got the World Series patch on?
No, it's the All-Star Game patch. I bought it in protest.
Gotcha.
they...
I think we have a really good
QAnon.
The second they announced that it was gone, I was like, I just want it because nobody else would have it. I think we have a good chance.
Do you?
I think our pitching's better. I think their lineup's probably a little bit better. But
is McCullers pitching the series?
No.
No?
He's out.
Interesting. So, and who has home field?
They do.
And that's based on record?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm rooting for you.
I appreciate that, Bob.
Go. Yeah, let's win this World Series.
I'm actually not rooting for you. Just as rooting for the Astros. I'm pretty indifferent about the whole thing. So I'm rooting for you, too.
I like that.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm not. Fuck the Braves.
I can respect that.
Yeah. I'm actually, part of me kind of wants the Braves to win because I think it would, like, light a fire under Cohen. So, and I also think the Braves might, like, chill a little bit if they win theirs. You know what I mean?
Like if, chill, like how?
Like, if it comes down to, like, going over the luxury tax in the next couple of years and shit like that, where it's like, you know what? We already got our titles, so.
Do you think they'd care about getting Acuna one?
What?
Do you think they'd care about getting Acuna one?
No.
It is. It does suck that if it does not suck that they could win the World Series, but like if they did it without him,
yes,
I would feel so bad.
And also, I mean, they're set up for years to come as is. So you know, if they win this, it's not like they're going to disappear. It's not like their window's closed by any means. But I'm just thinking, you'd be more inclined to maybe be like, take your foot off the gas a little bit if you won one. That's my only silver lining to the Braves winning the World Series.
Let me tell you something about winning, Kevin. You just want to win more. You just,
this guy.
Once you get that one win, there's okay, nothing.
That's the rundown.
There's
that's
nothing
the rundown.
Better
the
than the next championship.
That is the rundown.